Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
The Staple Singers, One More Time with Heavy Makes You Happy. 26 after 8.
This is Jeremiah, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken minis is that soft roll with that honey butter brushed on it. It's so fluffy, like a cloud. It might be a mini, but it doesn't taste like a mini. That sweet, savory bite and that fluffy roll with that honey butter on it and that crispy chicken, it's an awesome way to start your day, the perfect breakfast treat.
Breakfast starts with chicken minis and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real customer paid for their testimonial. Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
One of the most exhilarating events of the sports calendar goes down Saturday at Churchill Downs when the 150th Kentucky Derby commences. The Run for the Roses has a post time this year of 6:57 p.m. Eastern. According to CBS, Todd Pletcher Train Fierceness is the favorite to win at 5-2 odds. Sierra Leone, who has the blessing of Governor Andy Beshear as the winner, has the second-best odds at 3-1, and Catching Freedom has the third-best odds at 8-1. Trainer John Enos has never saddled a Kentucky Derby horse. In fact, he's never attended the Derby.
Never. I've never been to the Derby. I've never even come here. I've lived here about 14 years now, and I've never even come to the Derby. And I said I wouldn't come to the Derby unless I had a horse run. And I said it might never happen. I might never go to the Derby, but here it is. I'm here now, and kind of getting a taste for it, so hopefully I can do it again sometime.
That changes this year as Epic Ride made the field after another horse, Encino, was scratched because of a leg issue. Epic Ride is a Kentucky-bred colt who's 2-for-5 in career starts. He finished third in the Bluegrass Stakes last month, as a Thursday morning Epic Ride's odds were 61-1. 2 years ago, Rich Strike got into the Kentucky Derby field after a late scratch. The long shot went on to win the race. Protests against the war in Gaza have reached the campus of the University of Kentucky and a public square in Louisville. A ceasefire in Gaza and an end to the USA to Israel were of most interest to demonstrators who marched peacefully in both cities. Police were on hand to keep the peace in Lexington. About 100 protesters gathered peacefully at Jefferson Square Park in Louisville. The sheriff of Carlisle County is stepping down because of health issues. Sheriff Will Gilbert says he will retire at the end of this month. He says he didn't expect to be dealing with a major health concern, but he's got to address it. He recommended that Chief Deputy Eric Perry be appointed sheriff until an election is held. I'm Lee Mowen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
365 days a year, charities work to strengthen Kentucky. Kentucky Gives Day is our turn to come together and show how generous Kentuckians can be in just 24 hours. Tuesday, May 7th is Kentucky Gives Day, a statewide day of online giving and a time for you to log on to kygives.org and donate to the causes you care about. Event host Kentucky Nonprofit Network and iHeartRadio and Kentucky News Network urge you to donate to your favorite causes on Kentucky Gives Day, May 7th. Log on to kygives.org.
Come and see all the good times that await you throughout Kentucky. Dive in and discover the houseboating capital of the world. Get nose-to-nose with some of the most magnificent and friendly horses anywhere. Experience all the smells, sounds, and traditions of a bourbon distillery tour. Put your hands together while listening to authentic and legendary bluegrass music and so much more. Go to KentuckyTourism.com and plan your fantastic getaway. Kentucky, come see for yourself.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's time for a Kentucky Realty Group showcase this morning.
on this Derby weekend. Those are the box tops there. Everybody thinks that the only song the box tops ever did was The Letter. That's the song you hear all the time. Cry Like a Baby was a big hit. I don't, people don't want to, but they like the song. Back in the day, that's we're talking about kind of late mid to late 60s for that piece of music. We've got Pam Murphy with us this morning to talk real estate. Pam, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Very good. Are you a big Derby person?
I like the things that go around the Derby. I like the parties and the decorations and all that stuff. And I love watching Channel 18 on Saturdays with all the information they give you, the background stuff. So, yeah, I like the Derby.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I like it.
Do you wear hats?
I don't wear hats very well. I'm more of an infield girl, I guess.
Gosh, the infield tickets, I couldn't believe the cost of going to watch, or going to not watch the race, right. But to watch everybody, I guess, that's there.
Just to be there, yeah.
Brilliant.
I would like to see the new Churchill Downs since it's been renovated, though. I think that's done a lot of work there. I'd like to see it.
You know, I haven't been there since the latest renovations. I was there when they had done a lot of renovations, but it's a beautiful place. It should be. They have spent a lot of money renovating Churchill Downs too.
Yeah, and you probably have to see the old one to appreciate the new one. But I just like to go see it.
Yeah. The Twin Spires are almost where you can't see them anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, they keep building up and around. And
that's true.
But, there. You can still get to places where you can see them. What's happening in the real estate world, Pam?
Well, we're just moving right along. A couple things, kind of unique events, more or less, for this weekend. I do have an open house at 1643 Old Silo Hill on Sunday. It's from 1 to 3. It's the Old Silo Hill's a retirement community here in Mount Sterling. And from what I've been told from people looking, Winchester and Moorhead do not have anything like this at all. So this has been very appealing to them. And it's like anything else. You don't get an opportunity to purchase. There's only 52 units. So, you know, it's not real often that one comes available. So it is an open house. For those who don't know anything about it, it's a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom. It's a 1.5 story. It's got large bedrooms, and it's kind of for those who want convenience, privacy, but still live in a community. Like I said, it is for 55 and older. It's got an open plan living and dining area, so it's got you can get to the garage and to the living area with no steps. So that's a big plus for those over 55.
How much grass do you have to mow?
Zero. that's all taken care of for you, and. I had something else I was going to say. It's very well maintained. Oh, the storage space is what I was going to mention. These are just designed with so much storage space that people are always surprised, because if you're coming from a home that you've lived in all your life, it's kind of a fear to move into something that's called a condo. But almost everybody that's moved there has been so surprised that they don't have to give up anything, hardly. They bring it all with them. They got plenty of space for it, except the lawnmower, which they don't need. Don't have to worry about that.
Pass the lawnmower on to somebody else that can use it.
It is an open house. It's from 1 to 3. Feel free just to stop by. Even if you're not technically in the market right now, I always encourage people to take the opportunity to view anything that's available, because you just never know when the need might arise or when you might change your mind. So it's open from 1 to 3 on Sunday, May the 5th, and I'll be there hosting you. Then we have another on the opposite end of the spectrum. We have a piece of property up at Cave Run. It's on Redbud Lane that is online auction. So it's for those who want to get away, who want a little place that they can kind of make their own. It's about 15 minutes from Salt Lick. So you just go to Salt Lick and then take 211 and I think turn onto Clear Creek Road, I think it is. But it's the way that works. It's online. It's auction. So you go to DJS Auctions USA.com. And you can find the details on the property. And there's an opening bid of $16,000. So It came online on May the 2nd. I think it closes on May the 16th. So I would encourage everybody to who wants a little piece of property to get away for on the weekends, or maybe just a little place you want to live. I encourage you to get online and take a look at that piece of property.
There are properties for sale that you can find those properties for $110,000, $125,000. They are still out there. They may need some work to be done.
Right.
But if for people, we talk so much about now that properties have increased in value so much, it seems like most of the things we talk about are, things that 15 years ago we thought, boy, that's really expensive.
Yeah.
And now they're not so much anymore. Yeah. But we do want people to remember, if you're looking for that starter home,
right,
they're still out there. Those smaller homes, and I say, some of them don't really need that much work to be done. Not all of them, but a lot of times when you get down in that price range, you probably go in thinking, well, I'm probably gonna have to do a few things to get this place ready to go. But keep that in mind. As we talk, there are houses out there right now, just about in every price range.
There are, and size too. I think sometimes you think, as a young person, you might think, I'm going to have several kids, I need this size house in the long run. Well, start out with a small house. Learn what it's like to be a homeowner and maintenance and everything. You can buy a bigger house for your needs later, but there's something awful charming about the smaller houses that can be easily managed for somebody who doesn't have a lot of skills yet. They can learn to do some of the renovations themselves. It's just a good learning experience.
Yeah, and if you're young, if you're working a lot, if you have a child, or and you don't have a tremendous amount of time, mm-hmm. A smaller home can be something you say, well, we can actually fix this place up. If I had a 3,000 square foot home right now, I might think it was nice, but I don't know if I could keep up with everything.
You have a house and no furniture.
There you go.
Yeah, but there's a lot of with all the online Instagram and Pinterest and all those things, there's so many ideas you can get that you used to would have to have paid an architect or paid a designer to come and do for you. There's just so many things, if you like to look at those, so many ways that you can take a home, a fresh coat of paint, different window treatments, inside and outside, a little bit of landscaping, something that might not have a lot of curb appeal in the beginning. You can certainly get online and find some ideas on what you can do and enjoy the process. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hey, right here in Mount Sterling, 407 Holt Avenue is priced at $250,000, but it's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's on about a third of an acre lot. It has a fascinating look to the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
There are homes and neighborhoods too that you can still find. You don't have to go out into subdivisions, as we call them. And
yes.
Hey, I live in a subdivision. Subdivisions are nice. They can be great, but it's nice also sometimes to live in downtown areas in old fashioned neighborhoods as we knew them.
With a sidewalk. I do see that a lot. I come through town a lot, and I do see a lot more people out on the streets. They're walking. They're enjoying the walkability of the town. They're enjoying meeting their neighbors. When I first moved to Maysville Road, one time I lived there, I was 343 North Maysville. It was the last house before Lockridge House. So, there wasn't a lot of neighbors. But it was so much fun just to be able to get out on the sidewalks and walk when the kids were little. A neat place.
Any particular new listing you think we need to talk about?
No, not really. The all the listings are on, KentuckyRealtyGroup.com. Any listing that's in town, any realtor will be able to show it to you. So, we encourage people to get there and look around and make a phone call. We'll be glad to help you.
Yeah, there are. We talked last week. There are a lot of building spots
yes.
that are available right now. More yes. people are thinking about, even though The cost of building may not be inexpensive. There are still people who want to, they want to build the home they want.
And that is very true. And that's, I think, one time, many times, people who are looking for a home automatically think what's on the market instead of what can I build. So that is, that's a very good point.
And keep in mind, if you're younger, you might say, you know what, we're not ready to maybe to buy a home, but we really think we probably would like to build a home at some point in time. Let's go ahead and get the lot. Mm-hmm. Now, let's take care of that expense right now while we can, maybe, and that'll make it a little bit easier, too.
Absolutely.
And property will not go down in value.
No. It's, yeah. There's several places that have some lots available. Out in Silver Lake Drive, or Silver Creek, on Silver Lake Drive, there's one that's, there's several out there, I believe, as you go up past the clubhouse. And then I think there's a new subdivision out on Fog Pike. And some building lots, I think, on Pruitt Pike. So there's a few places that have lots that are ready to build on.
Yeah.
So and
so are, now, do you have a big derby party planned? Are you? What are you going to do for derby? 150.
150. That's right. Yeah, we're just going to a little kind of family get together. Not family, but friends and family get together. So
well.
Yeah.
Enjoy and hope you pick the winner.
I do too.
Have you even looked?
I did the other day and nothing really stood out. So I need to get back and after they've drawn for their post positions and look and see what's out there.
Well, Dave Hall will be in it a little bit and he thinks that he knows the winner every time, you know.
Good. And, give me some hints.
You know, worked there for years.
Well,
I've got some insight.
People talk off microphone on a regular show. I mean, Fierceness is the horse that he will is the winner. So,
you know. Well, I'll have to put my $2 on that one.
Hey, Pam Murphy. Pam, people can call you anytime that they'd like, and you'd love to show them property, list their home for them, or
absolutely
business property.
Yeah, 859-274-6605.
Pam, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, the Kentucky Realty Group. Yeah, give them a call for your next real estate transaction. They'd love to work with you. We'll be back.
We not only sing, but we dance as good as we walk. In Houston not too long ago, we started a dance called the Tighten Up. Now this is the music we tighten up with. First, we tighten up on the drum. All right now, drummer, I want you to tighten up one time, bump. Come on now, let me see you. Now tighten up. Oh yeah. Show enough grooving now, y'all. Tighten up on that bass one time. Oh, that's funky, y'all. Let me see you tighten up on that guitar. Oh yeah. Tighten up on that organ now. Come on, organ. That's it. I said we got a new dance, y'all. It's called a tighten up. Move it to your left, move it to your right, move it to your left. Now make it mellow. Do the tighten up. You can do it now. So baby, get to it. Come on and tighten up. Tighten it up now. And you can do it now. Do that tighten up. Move it to your left, move it to your right. Come on and tighten up. Tighten it up now. Let's tighten it up. Come on and tighten up. Move it to your left. Oh yeah. I'm really tightening up now. Let's tighten up on that bass one time. Come on, bass. Oh yeah. Like that. Let's tighten up on that guitar one time. Oh yeah. Now tighten up on that organ one time. Come on, organ. Oh yeah. Move it to your left, move it to your right, move it to your left, move it to your right. Now make it mellow.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Long before Honest Abe Lincoln was on the penny, our agency was protecting Gateway area families and businesses. William Hoffman started the agency that is now Limestone Agency in downtown Mount Sterling in 1847. We invite you to come meet our friendly, knowledgeable staff, and we will be sure your insurance coverage is what you need. See us at 46th Broadway or call 498-3410. Limestone Agency, Hoffman Robertson, celebrating 175 years.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family. We'll be right back. Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
WMST Radio is worldwide. You can take your favorite music, programs, and sports with you wherever you go. Radio right at your fingertips, with or without the radio. Go to WMSTRadio.com and click the Listen Live button. In just seconds, you'll have WMST with you. It's that easy. From your computer, phone, or tablet, go to WMSTRadio.com and click the Listen Live button. We're always with you at WMSTRadio.com.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. We look at the thickening clouds out there for us today. Showers and thunder showers will be arriving. Temperatures, we're going to top out today in the mid-70s. Rain and thunderstorms around tonight. Could be a decent downpour, low 60s. Derby day, partly to mostly cloudy. There will be scattered thunderstorms around, especially early. We're in the upper 70s, near 80 Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
We're going to play Derby coming up. You're going to have a chance to maybe get a horse for the Derby, maybe win some nice prizes here on Mid-Mornings on Main. Dave Hall's going to join us right after we take a break for the CBS News 67 Degrees as we come to 9 o'clock on this third day of May. We'll be right back.
But it's you. If you get caught between the moon and New York City,
96.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A downshift in the jobs market. This past hour, the Labor Department released its April report, and it shows hiring down to a much lower than expected 175,000. The jobless rate was up from 3.8% to 3.9%. But Bankrate's Mark Hamrick says it's still nothing to sneeze at.
The nation's unemployment rate has remained below 4% since January 2022, the longest such stretch since the late 1960s.
Dow futures ahead 491. The second week of former President Trump's hush money trial wraps up today after jurors heard lawyer Keith Davidson and his negotiations with former Trump attorney Michael Cohen and the National Enquirer. CBS's Robert Costa is at the courthouse in New York.
Trump's lawyers tried to paint Davidson as a serial extortionist of celebrities, citing alleged deals related to Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen, and Hulk Hogan, and said he did the same with Trump.
Former White House aide Hope Hicks could take the stand as early as today. More crackdowns at pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses.
Remain on the sidewalk.
Police in Oregon have ended the occupation of a library at Portland State for the second time this week and made 8 arrests. WCCO Steve Simpson on the University of Minnesota.
Protest organizers met with Interim President Jeff Ettinger yesterday. This morning, Ettinger says the group has agreed to not interfere with graduation ceremonies or finals week activities. In addition, he says there's a framework in place to have the encampment taken down by the protesters, but that's not yet been confirmed. Ettinger says they'll have an opportunity to address the Board of Regents.
Similar compromises made at Northwestern, Rutgers, and Brown universities. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan severed trade with Israel today. The BBC's Yolande Nell.
There had been restrictions put in recent months on certain goods, but now all imports and exports were being banned, he said, until there was a permanent ceasefire to end the war in Gaza and a secure flow of humanitarian aid to go into Gaza as well.
TikTok's assuring advertisers it won't be going away anytime soon. Last night, a company exec told hundreds it will fight a looming ban on the app in court. Last month, President Biden signed a bill into law that will ban it in the U.S. if its Chinese owner ByteDance can't or won't find a buyer within a year. Blast off in China. The country launched a lunar probe to land on the far side of the moon, one we never get to see on this side of Earth. The goal is to return home with samples that could provide clues on the differences between the two sides. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so.
Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text RIP to 424. 24 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden will award the Medal of Freedom to a group of 19 people at the White House.
Among those who will receive the nation's highest civilian honor, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
For our daughters and our granddaughters now, the sky is the limit.
Former Vice President Al Gore.
Job number one is to stop using the sky as an open sewer.
And the late civil rights activist Medgar Evers, who was killed in 1963. Also being honored is Michelle Yeoh, the first Asian woman to win an Academy Award for Best Actress.
This
is a beacon of hope and possibilities.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Maui County is suing major cellular carriers over last summer's deadly wildfires. Officials say it sent at least 14 alert messages warning people to evacuate, but they never received them because of cell tower failures on the island. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Don't let concerns about shifts in the market disrupt your long-term financial goals. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Andy Ryan can help. I work with you on an investment strategy with long-term results. Edward Jones can give you the tools and knowledge for a steady approach to hitting your financial targets. Start by giving me a call at 859-498-2863 or visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you in need of a dentist? Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you take care of all your dental needs, from regular teeth cleaning to many options for whiter teeth. Call the office at 859-498-1347 to schedule an appointment or stop by. Henry Dental is located at 541 Willen Way, right here in Mount Sterling, right next to the Dairy Queen. Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you get started on that smile you deserve.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying. Let's hang on to what we've got.
Breaking up.
I wish you never said
breaking up.
tell you what. Christopher Cross and Frankie Valli back-to-back. Dave, can it get any better than that?
Yeah, I get a lot better than that. I could, all of my fans, you know, the two of them, turned the radio on. You were playing Christopher Cross. They probably just turned it off. So there's no way Dave's on there today.
Dave will not come on the show. Christopher Cross.
I'm sorry I made you mad when I first came in.
Christopher Cross is 73 today.
Been a while since he's been a player on the national scene.
That's right. He gets out there and performs.
He plays at small venues like the Opera House.
Yeah. And then Frankie Valli is 90 today.
That's amazing.
Wow. And the last thing that I heard from Frankie Valli was
still out there too.
That he sounds
I've heard that too.
I guess if you have leather put in your throat
Sing falsetto. Maybe something about the falsetto saved your voice. I don't know.
I like comparative birthdays. James Brown, if he were still around, he died back in 2006. The Godfather of Soul would be 91 today.
I bet he would. I wonder if he could still move like that. James Brown laid in state for, I'm talking 10 years. He may still be. Nobody, he couldn't pay for his funeral. James was, let's just say James probably didn't handle money very well, but I think James was destitute when he passed. I think James might have lived a little hard.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Here's what, do not call right now, folks. But here's what's going to happen today here on the Mid-Morning Show.
Oh, call the post.
When you hear that, that will be a signal for you to call. And when you call, Dave will spin the wheel.
Yes, I will.
And he will get a number.
From my years of a bingo calling.
A bingo calling. Dave will get and you will get the horse that matches that number. Now, I've got to make sure I do this right because we had the scratch.
Yeah, bring me up today. Is the 22 horse in the race?
I do not know.
I don't think so. Who scratched late? What's the last scratch?
Do we have two?
Epic Ride at 21 is in. I can look that up for you real quick.
Okay, that's the only one I know. Encino, number nine horse.
He's been gone. I'm talking. You haven't had. You don't know of anything since then.
I don't know of anything since
then.
All
right, let me see. I don't either, and I would probably know because.
So Epic Ride is in. So we will.
Epic Ride is definitely in. Let me see here.
Mugatu is the other. Would be the next in line if.
Everything I hit wants me to buy tickets, and I don't want to buy tickets.
Oh,
I've been there. That's enough. That'll never be a bucket list thing for me.
And that really wasn't anything that I thought. Boy, I've got to get to the Derby sometime.
Well, I worked there once. Yeah. Pays well.
And I have been, I've had a chance to go to Churchill.
I've been to Churchill.
Beautiful place.
Been to Churchill once or twice. Yeah, we used to go to Churchill. The Mugatu is still on the also eligible list. So I think the scratch might be over, too. I think he might be out. There's a period of time where if you scratch after that, the also eligible can't get in.
Okay. We'll
knock out Mugatu, who was pretty much should have
been. We will say this. If for some reason, there's a scratch going on right now.
And you get Mugatu,
Mugatu would go into your.
I got you.
You would get Mugatu if you had that horse number. But in terms of the number now, because of the scratch.
21. We go 1 through 21 and we skip.
9.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Who was Encino?
Who was Encino. So that's what happens. And everybody, what are we going to win? Well, the prizes are somewhat standard that we get, and we appreciate so much the people who donate to us to give good prizes away. The castle, we're going to have a gold rose that's worth $79 to the winner. We're going to have Woodford Reserve candy from
Ruth Hunt
for the winner. We're going to have a $25 gift card to Save-A-Lot for the winner.
Who has some nice specials this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Grilling, I saw on the...
The ribeyes look delicious. Are they?
They have bone-in ribeyes. If you know, I'm not going to go into too much depth right now. I can't eat a bone-in ribeye, but that's too bad because I'd love to.
People see somebody just called. They're trying to think they could get in.
Yeah, they want that first bid.
They want the first, but it's a blind draw, folks. You do not pick your horse now. Keep that in mind because we quit doing that a long time ago. Because you know, then the last seven or eight people that got in.
Yeah, the only one left is Mugatu. I'm probably not going to call you.
There you go.
Although Rich Strike did win, and you know, you think about, and I heard Steve Schaefer yesterday, and he made some good points. He's much more of a numbers handicapper than I am on the buyer ratings and all that.
He's a numbers guy,
and I'm a guy. You know, I worked at Keeneland There was 10 meets at Keeneland where I did not miss a race. I worked a window for 5 years, fall and spring, didn't miss a day. Loved it. And I moved back here, and it was a part time job because I only worked during the live meet, not the simulcast. You know, I get some hunches. When you work there, you know things other people don't know. Now, I don't know that now, but back then, if we saw a stable guy, you know, a guy works in the stable. If he came in and he had a bet to make with a bunch of fives and ones, then you should bet that horse because the stable people down there know what's going on. And those guys don't have a lot of money, don't make a lot of money. And if they pooled their resources to bet on that horse, it'd be a good idea for you to drop 20. And, you know, things like that.
Sure.
I mean, that sounds kind of – but, you know, those guys don't have any money. I mean, they live in those stables, take their showers across the walkway over there in that bath, you know, in the big bathroom. It's a huge thing. It's not. It's like a shower and the whole deal. But, anyway, if they put their hard-earned dollars on a horse – it was a good idea to follow right along.
Well, hey, so. Uh-oh,
it's time, isn't it?
Here we go. 498-1150. That took less time than you could imagine.
Yeah, there's a call.
Good morning.
Morning.
Who is this?
Dole King.
Wow. Dole, you got the whole field, baby. All right, let me get you something here. Looks like you got I-20. No, that's the wrong game.
Noel, do you have a favorite? Is there a horse?
I don't even know who's running.
You don't even know who's running. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Noel, you have the 15.
So the number 15 horse will be?
Domestic product. Won the Tampa Bay Derby, which is a derby prep. It's not one of the bigger ones, but.
50-1 probably.
30. On the plus side, the jockey is the leading jockey in America for the last 3 years. Irad Ortiz Jr. won the last two Eclipse Awards. Trainer's Chad Brown, and he's won the Eclipse Award 4 times. So
I got a chance.
You got good people in charge.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
You have a good weekend, Dole.
Dole, thanks. Okay. And I don't want to know, when you draw the 9 out of there.
I've got it over here.
That's going to match. Put it back in because it'll match. We don't have a 21 in there.
Oh, Dave. When I draw the 9.
Now,
what do I do with these? You just put them off to the side here?
Yeah, stick them on your pocket until we put them back in the.
Okay. Well, that's about big. I don't want my pocket's not that big.
Don't lose them.
I won't lose it. Where's it going to go?
See, somebody else is calling right now, and you got to wait until we have the call to the post.
Yeah, come on, man. Learn the rules.
Yeah. Okay. If you're calling right now, hang up because I'm not going to pick up that phone.
This is one of my favorite weeks with you, Dan.
You like this, don't you?
Listen, I lived in Fort Lauderdale and Miami for like 3 years, four, somewhere in there. And this is the weekend that Kentucky, didn't have anything to do with Kentucky basketball, Louisville basketball. This is the weekend Kentucky shines. Period.
Really?
Listen, I live down there. People say, I came back here. They said, well, they ask you if you ever went to a Kentucky game. I said, no. No, I never did. Or, yes, I did, but it's been a long time. It has been a long time. But then the question they always ask is, how many derbies did you go to? Have you ever been to the derby? So, I mean, that's in other places away from here, Kentucky is the derby.
Yeah. Well, I hope I didn't. I don't know who was calling, but I was.
I saw you over there. I was trying to kill time.
Yeah, I told her.
Hey, you just stayed on there much longer, I'd have had to start singing or something.
And she said, well, I heard the call of the post earlier. That's each time.
Well, that's true, but you got to have it every time.
You got to have it
There'll
every time.
There'll be 20 of them.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we better get with it.
Yeah, you think we should?
I do.
You mean, you think I should?
I'm not running the show here, but I do.
And the caller is, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
Dorothy Bird.
Dorothy Bird. Dorothy, how are you, dear?
I'm doing
all right. Let's see what we got for you, Dorothy.
Dorothy all Dave right. is spinning Uh-oh. The wheel right now.
That's not supposed to happen. Here we go. Dorothy, you got number 20.
Number 20 is Society Man. It's a long shot. And hey, one thing about it, Dorothy, along with all the other regular prizes, you get the equivalent of a $2 pari-mutuel ticket. You can win. You're gonna win money if Society Man wins, and if Society Man were to win, you'd win a considerable amount of money in a paycheck. So,
all right.
Hey, Dorothy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, so there we go. Dorothy Bird gets Society Man.
Sorry, Dan, one of those little balls went rolling all the way across the room. Society Man, if you want a little insight on that, Danny Gargan, the trainer, had the 1 and the 20 at one time. He still has the 1 and the 20, but the 20's not on the outside. The main thing for Society Man is Frankie Dettori, who is one of the better jockeys of all time, recently moved his tack from England over here, and he's riding that horse.
And most of these horses have something.
Yeah.
I mean,
Frankie Dettori,
50 to 1.
Frankie Dettori would have won many Breeders' Cup races. I'm sure you can look that up. Trained by, Danny Gargan. He's ran one Derby starter, ran 14th in 2019.
The horse finished second in the
Second in the Wood Memorial, which has not been a good. The last horse to win the Wood Memorial and win the Derby was Funny Side.
All right. That's the reason we bring Dave in, among the other many other reasons that we let him let him come in on a regular basis. But anyway, yeah, that's what we do. And again, I'm trying to think if I've rattled off all the prizes that are available. You get the from Kroger Derby glasses, and there's a different kind of Derby glass too this year for the winner. That's that kind of acrylic stuff.
I have no.
It's kind of nice.
Never been and, no never. And, I think I know my Brad the Mrs. Toy Brad Toy's mother. I know she had quite a collection of them, but I've never. I'd like to collect the winners. What I'd like to collect.
Well, if you had,
I'd like to collect a trifecta. You can have all the Derby glasses you want.
Hey, no, don't say that because well, those early Derby glasses sold last week for like $43,000.
Well, yeah, but I'd have to hold it forever. Yeah, yeah forever.
Again,
I don't think I got that long. What I'm trying to say, I don't think I'll be around that long to get one that I can resell for $43,000.
Don't forget now, don't call until you hear the call to the post.
Yeah, you hear the bugle.
I mean, if there's somebody trying to call right now, I will not answer that call. It's just to give everybody his.
I got you. The guy that was the bugler at Keeneland was a guy named Bucky Salee, who was there for probably 40 years, and I think he might have passed away. Anyway, he was really good friends with Nicky Moore. And I walked up there one day and told him I knew Nicky Moore, and he was the nicest guy in the world. I mean, he just plays that one song. I'm sure he could play something else, but he didn't break down in the middle of the race, with a solo or anything.
Somebody's trying to call right now. Please hang up.
Yeah, there's no cheating. We don't allow any cheating.
I'm not
going
to answer your call.
Yeah.
I hate to disconnect people, too. I'd rather they disconnect themselves than me disconnect them, but if I have to, I will.
Oh, I've seen you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're tough.
They were refusing to disconnect. They're continuing to call. And
I see the light flashing.
The light is flashing, and, all right. You know, I just disconnected them because that's unfortunately
it's
what I
because you
do.
Warned them.
Yeah.
All right. Call away.
498-1150 is the number to call. And let's see who we get right here. And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you are?
Marie Darrell.
Marie Darrell. Marie, Dave Hall is about to spin the magic wheel, and he'll come up with a number which will match with a horse for you. Here we go.
Oh, you got a favorite. Number two.
Number two. Sierra Leone.
I think you're Mr. Schaefer. Picked that one to win.
Yeah.
He also said it would be the favorite. I don't agree with that, but he will be one of the two.
Yeah. In yesterday's deal, I think when this was, he was 3-1. Fierceness was 5-2.
Yeah.
So they're kind of the 1-2.
They're very much 1-2. Yeah. The downside on Sierra Leone is he's breaking out of the two hole. He's a late runner, or as Steve Schaefer said, he doesn't get out of the gate. Well, that's a little by design. He's not a speed horse. And in this race, he'll definitely not get out of the gate because he's going to have to circle the field.
Yeah, it's asking a lot out of no matter how good it is.
He did that in the bluegrass, but there weren't 19 other horses in the bluegrass. He did win.
Exactly.
He did win the Keeneland Marquee event, the Bluegrass Stakes. He is ridden by Tyler Gaffalione, who I think's won, I don't know, seven Keeneland meets, seven of the last eight even. And he's won some, I think he's won the Churchill riding title too. So you got an accomplished jockey. Obviously, Chad Brown, who's won Eclipse Awards, but is 0-7 in the Derby. He's a New York based trainer.
Yeah, Marie, what are you doing for the Derby? Anything special?
Not really. I think all my adult children will probably come over and, you know, we'll try to watch it together and just hang out. Do a late birthday for me, you know, and just kind of chill out and watch it and hope for the best.
All right.
And well, cheer for Sierra Leone.
Yeah, if Sierra Leone is 1-2.
Few little bets, you know, and,
You
just enjoy it.
We do have the Losers Cup back again, which I think we didn't have last year. So if your horse finishes dead last, you do get the Losers Cup.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a great little fun piece to win, you know.
You're better off winning.
You're better off winning.
After we get into looking at the bets and everything, he'll say, "I'll tell you which horse is going to win." And I'm like, "Who?" And he's like, "The fastest horse that day."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thanks for all that info.
And I'm like, thanks, a cheesy joke.
Yeah.
Hey, Marie, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy Derby weekend.
You too. Thank you all.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, we're right now at 29 minutes after 9 o'clock here on Mid-Mornings on Main. Dave Hall sitting in with us, and we're getting ready for the Derby. Our thanks to all of our sponsors providing us with Derby gifts to...
You know, Dan, the last two long shots to win the Derby, big long shots, Rich Strike... What, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And the
Mind
horse.
Mind That Bird.
Mind That, I was going to say Calvin Burrell's horse. Do you know that neither one of those horses ever won another race?
I did not know that, but what a run Mind That Bird had.
Yeah. Well, again, what about Rich Strike? They all kind of drifted off the rail, and all of a sudden this horse comes from nowhere. And the 20.
You know. Again, I don't want to make people, you don't want to upset people, but don't call until you hear the call to the post. That is the magic element, and that gives everybody, because, you might be playing, in other words, you can't just call, and because you can get through, you can stay on there forever, because if there's a call, I'm going to cut it off before I ever play the call to the post. So, do not call
Leave
until
me alone.
You hear the call to the post. Someone is calling right now on 498-1150. I assume they probably are trying to get a horse, and they will not. If I picked it up, I would say, guess what?
You don't think they're trying to sell you magazines?
I'm going to answer this call. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to answer this call. Good morning. You're on Mid-Mornings on Me. Hello?
You finally got through.
They hung up. Okay. There we go. And that's the way that it happens. And everybody, we just want to try to be. Now somebody can call in. The next caller at 498-1150. And you'll have a chance to win some nice prizes. And we do have a caller. And good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. You are?
This is Wanda Atkins.
Wanda Atkins. Wanda, Dave Hall is about to get the horse number for you.
I was going to tell you, Dan, you must have had an awesome brother because I share his birthday also.
Oh, yeah. Hey, people born on May the 1st. Shoo.
Happy, and my twin.
Happy belated birthday to you, Wanda. Here's your horse number.
You
coming.
Got a Honor Marie, the 7 horse.
Honor Marie,
which I think actually has a shot. I don't know about winning, but at least to be at the board. Ridden by Ben Curtis, who's from Ireland, and then relocated in Louisiana during the fairgrounds meet. The trainer is Whit Beckman from Louisville. It's his first Derby. Horse ran second in the Louisiana Derby last out. And a lot of the, shall we say, wise guys are pushing that one some. So I wouldn't say he's without a chance. He's certainly not one of the favorites.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's always beginner's luck.
You bet. Yep. Honor Marie. That's a horse you can pull for, Wanda Atkins.
Post position 7. Lucky number 7.
Lucky 7.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wanda.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thanks,
you too.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're moving along here, and we still have a long way to go. You still have plenty of time and plenty of chances to get in and have a horse in the Derby for our contest tomorrow. And as continues to happen, we have another caller coming in right now. I will not answer that call. You got to wait for the call to the post.
Like people get in the car and turn us on.
Oh, sure, yeah. I understand. I know why this happens, but...
But you're not changing the rules, are you?
I'm not going to change the rules, because if you change the rules...
You keep on calling like that, he'll play more Christopher Cross.
Yeah, there you go. And see, there's one person...
There's another one coming.
Another one is calling. Yes.
The other one bites the dust.
They have hung up. They have hung up. So they're... Hey.
Better get in there quick.
People are catching on...
Yeah.
...to what is going on, and I so appreciate this. This is really good, so, you know... And now we will take the next caller, and the next caller is there. And good morning.
Yes.
Yes, you are?
Barbara Rowan.
Hey, Barbara. Dave Hall is about to give you a number, and that number will match a horse, and you'll have a shot at winning. Here we go.
Number 12.
The number 12 horse, Track Phantom. I love the name, Dave.
Well, Joel Rosario, the jockey, won in 2013. Steve Asmussen, who is the leading trainer in the world, I think, has never won a Derby. He has run 25 times. He finished second 3 times.
Wow.
So you figure that sooner or later...
Barbara, your odds are good.
But sooner or later, he'll win one. Although that horse ran 4th in the Louisiana Derby last, which
hopefully
means...
Hopefully this time.
Yeah.
He ran 2 spots behind Honor Marie that we just had.
Are you going to do anything special for the Derby, Barbara?
No, just stay home and watch it.
Just stay home and watch it. Well, hey, you pull for that that number 12 horse, Track Phantom.
All right, thank you all.
Thank you.
And I heard you and Steve. The interesting thing about that is Steve Asmussen's son, Keith, who, by the way, has a master's degree in accounting, is riding for Dwayne Lucas. Or D. Yeah. Wayne Lucas, I'm sorry.
D. Wayne Lucas.
Yeah, the coach. And usually, Asmussen, and Rosario's not his regular jockey, but he had already made his points. And then that's the horse that Steve liked yesterday. Just Steel.
Yes.
Ran second in the Arkansas Derby at 31-1. So that punched their ticket to get in there. So I guess Asmussen did not want to upset the apple cart, so he just let Keith ride for Lucas, and they're very close. Asmussen and Dwayne Lucas are. Their families go back two generations. I read a story about it yesterday in the racing form. It was pretty interesting. Actually, Dwayne Lucas trained with Keith Asmussen's grandfather. So,
wow.
Yeah.
The racing world,
it's an interesting place.
Yeah. And there we go. We'll take the next call. And that caller is coming in right now. And good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is
Claudia Darby.
Claudia Darby. Claudia, we're about to give you a number, and that number is going to match with the horse.
Claudia, you have the number 8. Just okay. A touch. 10-1. Also got a Derby former champion jockey on, Florent Giroux, which is spelled nothing like it sounds. And the trainer is Brad Cox, who also is overdue for a Derby win.
Great.
He's been in the top three times out of 9 starts. That's a pretty good percentage for the Derby.
Yeah. Oh, great.
All right.
My sister used to have a racehorse that actually won the a Florida Derby and a couple of other Derbies. And I did get to meet Dwayne Lucas, and her rider on occasion was Pat Day. And it made him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's a rich man's game. But if you can catch the right one, it's a. Yeah. Pat Day was a very nice man. But it still is, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, hey. It is.
Hey, little guy. I mean, he was a guy that did not have to diet and do all the bad things they have to do to make the weight, you know, without going into detail. Pat Day was just a little man.
He was just a
little
man.
And he weighed like 105 pounds.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I worked at Keeneland for 9 years, and I did meet him there, too.
What'd you do there?
I did the hiring and training for the concession stand.
Okay. You worked for Keeneland or Turf Catering?
Turf Catering.
Okay. Yeah, I worked at a window for – I was a paramutual clerk, which has a union, believe it or not. You have to join the union, and it pays really well. But if you come up short, baby –
yeah.
You're paying it. You have to sign a form. I remember the guy training us. He says, I prosecuted before, and I'll prosecute again. If you think those people behind the counter aren't betting, then you're at the wrong place. They're betting just as much as the people on the other side.
Probably about 80% of the workers were betting.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, I'd have said 75, but we're in the ballpark. Yeah,
so
3 out of 4. Yeah.
What are you going to do tomorrow for the Derby, Claudia?
I'm going to meet with my daughter and all my grandchildren.
There you go. Always a good
have lunch and then watch the Derby.
Hey,
good deal,
Claudia. Yeah. Good luck to you with Just a Touch.
I will have some trifectas. I generally try to, you know, if I'm going to hit it, I'm going to catch something big. I will use that horse. That horse will be in my plans.
All right.
Well, you know, several years ago, I played this game, and I came in second. And that was the year that, I forget the name of the trainer, they ended up scratching the horse. So my horse was actually number 1, but the prizes were already given out.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's the Bob Baffert thing where they took it. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
What about that cat fight between Bob Baffert and Churchill Downs? How many millions of dollars in lawyers' fees have been? They tried last week to get a horse in there.
I heard that. I did hear that.
Well, Claudia, good luck to you then.
Yeah, have a good weekend too, Claudia. Enjoy those grandchildren. Boy, I love mine.
Thank you very much, and you fellas have a great weekend too.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
That makes me want to go see my grandkids.
Yeah. Well, for the Derby, yeah.
They don't get CPAP all enough sometimes.
Here we go. We are, right now, the time is 19 minutes before 10 o'clock. And
yeah, we need to pick up, don't we? We about half our time's up.
We're going.
Okay. Well, if you quit playing that Christopher Cross music, we could get this done quicker.
Well, the problem is, you know, we got another.
Yeah, people clogging up the lines.
Yeah, we got somebody calling, and we have to wait until the line clears before, because, again, do not call in.
Hey, Dan, can I say this? I've got some phone calls last week when I called in and said that, you know, I was having some health issues. I want everybody to know I'm better. I'm going to get better. And I appreciate the concern.
Yeah. Hey. You know, you got the two calls from your fan club and then lots of other people that just, you know, aren't in the fan club, but they,
you know. Well, the fees are kind of high, Dan, getting my fan club.
there we go. And we have another caller. And good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
This is?
Greg Tipton.
Greg Tipton. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, he's, let's see what we can do for Greg Tipton.
Greg, yeah.
Who has never called in here.
He's spinning the wheel around.
All right. He got my horse.
Did he really?
17.
Number 17, fierceness for Greg Tipton. Greg, I tell you what, that could be.
I like that one. I mean, I normally don't like a horse in the Derby that's 5-2, but you got, I think, for my money, easily the best big money, big race jockey in the world, Johnny Velasquez. You got Todd Pletcher training it. I think he can get the lead. I know that's way out there. I know the 17-0. But nobody can – if Velasquez gets that horse in the lead, nobody holds him off like Johnny V does.
Well, the horse has already won $1 million.
Yeah. Well, also, the Florida Derby through the years, through the last 20, let's say, has easily been the top prep race, not even close. You've had a couple, some of Baffert's horses came through Arkansas. He's big on those Arkansas races. Louisiana Derby hadn't had anything in years. The Jim Beam, what used to be the Jim Beam Stakes, whatever they call that now, the Jeff Ruby Stakes. There you go. Jim Beam and Jeff Ruby were sponsoring. That one had the second place horse last year and the winner on the big long shot there 2 years ago. So I think you got that one, Greg, but don't go spend your money yet. That's not how horse racing works.
I won't. Trust
okay.
me.
But, yeah, if you look at how much money that horse has won compared to the rest of them, or some of the rest of them anyway, $1,102,000. And just now turned three. Well, turned three 4 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, are you fishing today?
No. Honeydew list.
Oh, gosh, you know, they just won't let up, will they?
Nope.
Greg, have the best day. Good luck to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Hey, have a good weekend, Greg.
You too. Bye.
All right.
And if you think I'm just picking the favorite here, you'll hear some longer shots when they get names get pulled.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we understand, Dave, that you... you know, you're working on the entire field of horses. Here we go. We've got another caller. When you hear the post, you can call. Good morning.
Morning, Dave. Dave.
Good morning.
And who are you?
Ryan McCoy.
I knew that was.
Rob McCoy.
Ryan McCoy.
Oh, Ryan McCoy. Oh, yeah.
He's a regular listener, Dave.
Oh. Ryan, here we go. Dave has got the number. Ryan.
Number five, brother. Catalytic. 30-1 with I Red Ortiz's brother, Jose. Trainer Safi Joseph Jr., who's a Bahamian, I think.
Yep.
Barbados, it says. He's over two in the Derby. And he was second in the Florida Derby, I think, at a pretty good price last year, or last race, to Pearson's.
This horse has not, has only been out three times, so.
That, you know, that used to be the kiss of death, and then Justify won the Triple Crown, didn't race as a two-year-old, so that kind of went by the boards as one of those. There used to be all those, you couldn't win the Derby if you didn't have a rating over so-and-so, and there was a whole bunch of that stuff, and a lot of that has been diffused in recent years.
All right.
Right.
You got a good project you're working on today, Ryan?
What's that now?
You got a good job you're working on today.
Oh, yeah. They're all good.
They're all all jobs are good.
Ryan does good work. If you need some plumbing, call Ryan McCoy.
Hey, thank you a lot, Ryan, and good luck to you tomorrow.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
You see too. You, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right. So, see, now we get to where we're going too fast. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're fine.
But we're still not halfway, Dan.
So. Again, thanks to Save-A-Lot. What people will love, you win this gift card, and then for the Preakness, you can go out and you can pick up some delicious ribeye steaks, probably, or something else to put on the grill. Best hamburger you can get anywhere. The meat products are terrific, but everything else would save a lot. Feed your family for less at Mount Sterling Save-A-Lot store. They do a terrific job for people. Again, do not call until you hear the call to the post. That's the magic tune.
Yeah, we can't do it now until the light goes off, so quit calling.
Yeah, as long as the phone is already lighting up, we will not take that call, and it gives us a good chance right here to hear this message. Are you looking for that new car, truck, or SUV? Head to Dutchess Chevrolet and Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling and see Bo Queen. Bo Queen has a long tradition of making customers happy, putting them behind the wheel of the right vehicle at the right price, and guaranteeing that they get the kind of service they want after the sale. Bo Queen, he's from a family with three generations in the car business locally, and he'll get the job done for you at Dutchess Chevrolet and Ford, Mount Sterling.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Yeah, and so again, we. Oh, there he is. And then we have a caller. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Okay, and who are you?
Amanda Davis.
Amanda, Dave's about to draw number out for you here in just a second. He's spinning the wheel, and there's the number.
Number 10
is T-O password.
Okay.
And that'll be your lucky number for tomorrow, man.
Japanese horse. They have never hit the board in the Derby. There's two of them in here, and I hate to tell you, but this would easily be the lesser of the two.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you got Forever Young at 10-1. It's 5-for-5. And you got this horse that it's only run twice.
Yeah.
And also shipped halfway around the world. So
and all
the pronunciation of the trainers and the jockeys will be on you.
To my good Japanese friends out there, do not get on to me. But the trainer is Takayanagi, and the rider is Kazushi Kimura. So there you go. Okay. That's the hey, good luck to you. Never know, Amanda.
No, I'm actually.
Thank you.
I'm actually familiar with the jockey. He rides at Woodbine, which is a Canadian track.
Rides at Woodbine.
Yep.
Really.
He rode a horse last year in the Derby. So,
hey,
he's still not winning. He won't finish in the first half of the field. Sorry. You do bring me on here for a little bluntness sometimes.
You're just inspirational.
Yeah.
Again, we're getting a call, and we have to ask you, please call when you hear the call of the post. I may have to just do away with it again, Dave. I think last year we finally just said, okay, we'll take the next caller, but we'd love to have
people. It's quiet now. You better hurry.
No, it's ringing.
Oh, is it ringing? Oh, there it comes. All right. You sure they're not trying to sell you a copier or something?
I don't know.
Maybe they want to forgive your student loans, Dan.
You know, the only thing I can think is... Dave has taken his headset off. He has folded his arms. He will refuse.
Life too short.
Know what's on your mind.
I know what's on your mind, but you know. Hey.
Now, I love you, Dan. Have a good time.
and we have a caller. Good morning.
Morning, Dan.
This is
Mike Downs.
Mike Downs, boy, Mike, who you think's going to win this race? As Dave is spinning the wheel for you.
Well, when I handicap the race, what I'm looking for is a horse that's improved every race. I'm looking at his buyer's numbers, and if he's gone up from race to race to race, that tells me he's improving. And it's especially true as the races get longer. So, applying my metric to the race, there's two horses that jumps right off the page at you. It's the 4-horse Chasing Freedom and the 7-horse Honor Marie. I'm going to bet, I'm betting Chasing Freedom across the board, and I'm playing a 6-horse trifecta box.
That's a nice strategy. I don't know if I like your horses, but no less than Kenny Rice, who we're familiar with, Dan and I.
I know him.
Kenny, he picked Catching Freedom to win, so. And he does know a good bit about horse racing.
Yeah.
My question to you would be, on that theory, is...
What number did you get before?
That'd be a good reason. I don't have one. 14.
Number 14.
Yeah. Endlessly.
Endlessly.
You guys talked about that horse yesterday, and I called in, actually, to give you some more update on that. Endlessly won the Jeff Ruby, which is the only prep run on a, or major prep run on a synthetic track. And that horse has never run on conventional dirt. And Michael McCarthy, who is the trainer, won the Jeff Ruby, immediately declared him out of the Derby and was going to go back to turf races. But the owners overrode that. And, you know, hey, we got enough points to get in the Derby, baby. We're taking a shot. But back to your theory, you don't subscribe to the bounce theory, then? You know what you know what I'm saying? If you, yeah.
But a bounce usually comes after a large jump.
Right, this I got you. No, yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
I'm talking 4-5,
okay.
8-point buyers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. By the way, Dan, for the less informed, a bounce means if you ran a buyer better than any buyer you'd ever run, there's the conventional... A lot of conventional wisdom in horse racing is you bounce, you go down, and I mean you won't ever run it again, but not the next race. But he's right about one thing. Normally, people that are looking for that are looking for somebody that ran a 92 buyer and then the next race ran a 107. You know,
the last race, Chasing Freedom, he was in that Indiana Derby down there. It was so tough. His last buyer was a 97 at a mile and an eighth. So he jumped 5 points going from a mile and 16. So actually, the Louisiana Derby was a mile and 3:16.
Yeah, that's the longest one. Louisiana Fairgrounds actually has the longest stretch in the United States, too.
It is. It's longer than the churches.
Longer. So the fact that nobody in recent years, the Louisiana Derby, hadn't produced anything is a little odd. Because Yeah, the horse racing down there in Cajun country is strong. I mean, they run tracks twice a day year round. They run an afternoon and an evening track. But
yeah.
And all those jockeys, you know, the Robbie Alvarados and the Calvin Burrells and, you know, people that have names that sound like Cajun.
Melanson's, Gerald
yeah. Melanson. Yeah, Melanson. Yeah, Larry Melanson that wrote at Keeneland forever.
Well, if we're honest, if Fierceness runs the race he ran in the Florida Derby,
I agree.
Everybody else is running for second.
Well, and that, I think that's where Johnny Velasquez comes into play. He will get the most out of that horse.
Here's the problem I got with him, and I like him. If you go back to his very first race last year, there's a pattern there, and we horse players are terribly suspicious. His first race, he's got good race, bad race.
Yeah, he's
good
in every
race,
other
bad. Bad race, good race.
I got
that
you.
That tells me this is his.
This could be his bounce race.
Bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they call that in horse racing, Dan, they call that in every other sort.
That's a smart horse. He wants to keep running. He knows, hey, I did really well last time. I'm going to take this race off, and then they'll want to come back and run me again to see if I've, and then I'll win that next race, and then they'll say, well, let's run him again.
I'm sure that's all process is going on.
You know, the average buyer of a Kentucky Derby winner is 108. There's only two horses in this field that's ever cracked 100. Fierceness in his last race did a 110. That's good enough to win any race.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with most everything you said.
The other one is Mystic Dan.
I like him.
101 in the slop.
I like him.
And he had never come anywhere close to that number before, so you have to imply it was the track. So if it's sloppy at post time, he's worth a bet.
Yeah, if there's any moisture, and I doubt that there will be. There will be today, but I doubt tomorrow there will be. I agree with you 100%. I'm a Kenny McPeak fan, too, so I'd like to see him get one.
Kenny had a big opal on me.
Kenny's a good trainer, good guy too, nice guy.
Well,
Mike, get a little rest tonight now.
Have a good weekend, man. Hey, those are nice points to make. Next year you can come in here and sit with me.
y'all go ahead and throw away my ticket.
No.
I mean, by the way, you also have the jockey is Umberto Rispoli, who he's a grass jockey from Italy.
Yeah,
but he has been in California for several years.
I don't like it when the owners overrule the trainer.
No, I don't either. That's
not good.
I thought that's what they paid the trainer to do, is make the right decision.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, these owners.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A lot of ego there.
Just hope he's not running endlessly.
Boo.
Mike, thank you, buddy.
Horses in any horse race.
That's right. You're right. Hey, man, have a good weekend. Nice point you made there. I like the call.
Thank you.
Okie doke. See you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, we will be back, and we'll take more calls, put more people aboard horses for tomorrow's Derby for our Derby giveaways. And, again, thanks to the Castle for beautiful prizes they always share with us to give to winners. We appreciate all of our folks who participate. Ruth Hunt Candies, Save-A-Lot, Kroger, all the folks who jump in and help us to make Derby Day a little special for some folks.
If I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby.
WMST, Matt Sterling, sponsored CBS by Clean Origin. It's 10 o'clock.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with severe storms and flooding in Texas.
roads are swamped north of Houston. Floodwater is creeping into homes. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo has issued a mandatory evacuation order.
Streetside structures will have rooftop flooding. The water will be hitting power lines, which puts our emergency evacuation vehicles at risk.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says there is more potential danger ahead.
There is the risk for severe weather, including tornadoes, in much the same places that saw it on Thursday. So we're talking the Abilene area and west. That's where we saw at least two twisters touch down. And there is that risk again going into the weekend.
On the jobs front, investors are cheering the latest report from the Labor Department. The Dow up 530 points in early trading. On news, employers added a fewer than expected 175,000 positions last month. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is like a magical report. It is slower than what we've seen over the last 12 months, even the first few months of this year. But remember, the strength of the labor market has been a contributing factor to inflation remaining high.
Unemployment rose from 3.8 to 3.9%. As he headed into his hush money trial in New York last hour, Donald Trump called the jobs numbers horrible. Judge Juan Merchan began today's proceedings by explaining a gag order does not prevent the former president from testifying. New crackdowns on college campuses.
Time to leave! You're trespassing! Time to leave!
Police in Oregon cleared out an occupied library at Portland State where video shows damage inside, including graffiti. Came hours after officers shut down a pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA. Professor Graham Blair was one of the more than 200 people arrested there.
They violently threw protesters from inside the encampment to outside the encampment, and I saw bodies flying through the air. There's no other way to describe it.
The dean is under fire for the way the situation was handled. It's been another nightmare commute for drivers near Norwalk, Connecticut, a day after a fiery tanker truck damaged a bridge on I-95. Governor Ned Lamont.
That bridge is going to have to come down. If all goes well, we should have a two-way commuting back on I-95 as early as Monday morning.
Demolition process is underway. Make your plans for this weekend's meteor shower. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
No special equipment's needed. Just lay down in your driveway, the backyard, or a park, and look up. Depending on the weather, up to 50 or so shooting stars per hour might be visible.
It'll dazzle with sparkling debris from Halley's Comet. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. CleanORIGIN.com, online or one of our retail stores.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow.
A new racing surface and $300 million paddock await Kentucky Derby 150 at Churchill Downs. A full field of 20 go to post. The favorite is Fiercest, trained by Todd Pletcher, who will saddle his record 65th mount. The second choice is Sierra Leone. Hall of Fame trainer 88-year-old Dwayne Lucas will have his 50th mount in the Derby in Just Steel. Ed Peek, CBS News, Churchill Downs, Louisville.
Underway in Clearwater, Florida.
So what's half of 25?
Your IQ.
The late Kirstie Alley's estate sale. Among the late cheer star's possessions, fans can go home with a dress she wore when she competed on Dancing with the Stars in 2011 and a ball gown she wore in a Jenny Craig commercial. Prices range from $25 to $18,000. Dow up 467 right now. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates near historic lows, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. We look at the thickening clouds out there for us today. Showers and thunder showers will be arriving. Temperatures, we're going to top out today in the mid-70s. Rain and thunderstorms around tonight. Could be a decent downpour, low 60s. Derby day, partly to mostly cloudy. There will be scattered thunderstorms around, especially early. We're in the upper 70s, near 80 Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
A little music there from Christopher Cross. Don't anybody else call right now. There was a lady who called. She would have been the second one in. I don't know who it was, but if she calls back right now, I'm going to give her a chance to call back in, and then I'll tell you why I'm going to give her a chance to call back in. Let's see if this is the person. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Were you that second caller?
Maybe.
I thought, hey, I tell you what, we're gonna give you a horse because coming up, we're just going to take calls. I want to try to give everybody a chance to get in is the reason we do the call to the post. But you, as you said, you heard the call to the post, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's when you called and that somebody else had gotten in. But yes. Dave Hall has just drawn.
I have.
And it is.
Bob Dylan's horse, the 11.
Oh, yeah.
Forever Young.
That's the one I wanted.
Well, that horse probably, of all the Japanese horses that have come over here, which is fairly regular at this point, probably has the best shot. And he has won more money than Fierceness. 5 for 5 in Japan. Now, obviously, quality of competition is not quite the same there, but still. I mean, all you can do is win all your races.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one I wanted.
You got her.
You got it. You're going to have a class reunion coming up, aren't you?
That's right, on the 25th, I want to say.
25th, have you already gotten your money in?
No, I'm having hip surgery on the 21st, so I'm not sure I'm going to make it.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you get to go. I mean, that would be, they're going to have three classes, and that'll make it, you know, nice.
How much is it?
I think it's $40. I believe that's what they said. I don't know what all that includes, but, you know.
I may go on a walker. Get a little something.
Hey, there you go. Well, absolutely. There you go. They may have, you know, split the pot deal. No, they may take part of that money and give it back to somebody, and maybe you'll be that person or something. But Forever Young will be the Derby winner, and you'll win some nice prizes.
May you build a ladder to the stars.
Yeah.
Climb on every run.
And be forever young.
That's right. Hey. May you stay
forever young. Jan Carzer, thank you a lot, and hope things go well.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Thank you, David.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, here's the deal. No more
call to post.
No more call to post.
Tired of tricking you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, if... We're just going
to.
Well,
we need to get it done. Now. We got 20 minutes.
Well, that's the thing. It became a time deal. David has talked too much, and we got to move.
It's always my fault.
It's always your fault. Good morning. You're on Mid Mornings on Maine.
Well, good morning, fellas.
Joe Lucas.
Joe Lucas.
You called me last week. You called me last week when I was.
I was worried about you,
brother. Well, you hear me, brother. I appreciate that. I would have called you back, but I went a couple days there.
Oh, that's all right.
I went a couple days there where I couldn't really breathe long enough to have much of a conversation. In case anybody's wondering, I had unbelievably low iron, almost to the point where I had to be hospitalized. And we figured that out. I've been able to sleep through the night. I've been able to eat more. And I feel like I'm full of iron.
I've been on iron for the last 3 years.
Well, it's hard. I was on it earlier, and it's really, really hard on your stomach. And I just couldn't tolerate it. But we're figured out, I'm crushing it up, putting in food, whatever I got to do, buddy. I don't ever want to feel like that again.
So, I'm glad for you.
Well, I appreciate your prayers and thoughts, Joe, and I know you did. And but I got your horse here for you just because you've been such a nice guy.
What horse has he got?
He got 16.
Number 16 is Grandmo the First.
Joe, I got bad news for you. That horse doesn't have any chance whatsoever.
Oh, gosh.
Well, let's put it this way. My horse last year finished next to last, and he could place fourth in the next race.
Well, you might get last on this one. You might get that.
Loser's cut.
Yeah, this horse got in. He's one that got in on a scratch earlier. He's 50-1 in the morning line.
That's all right. I'm just glad to get in. Hey, Dan, I got something I want to tell you, if you don't mind.
Go right.
I think the reason it was people weren't trying to follow the rules. Lots of times when you use speed dials to dial a number and it hits a busy signal, it will automatically
redial.
Yeah. And then it'll ring four times and then it shuts down.
Right. I'll try to back him off these people here. He gets off the air and talks about these people that are calling in during. No, that's not true, Joe. Dan's pretty easy to get along with.
You know, the
greatest besmircher of all time.
Just drink a little beer and watch Derby tomorrow, and that's it.
That sounds like a plan, brother. Maybe have some good food to eat.
Joe, have a good one.
Joe, have a good weekend, brother. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right, y'all have a great weekend.
See ya.
All right. When 1150 gets open, you call, you get a horse. He's actually drawing the pill out right now. Out of the magic.
Hey, listen, if you're waiting on me, you're backing up.
The magic bucket, and we have a caller. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Wanda Clemens.
Wanda? Let's see what horse you got.
Wanda, you got the 19, Resilience.
I kind of like Resilience.
20-1, Junior Alvarado riding. Although I think I saw where he was off his mount for concussion protocol, but he was named, and he is Bill Mott, who won the race with Country House on a disqualification. And Junior Alvarado was his regular rider. So
okay.
He won the Wood Memorial, which is the New York prep for the Derby.
Okay.
Thank you, Wanda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Here we go. Hey, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spots left.
Yep. Yeah, again, the nine's still in there somewhere.
Yeah, and whoever draws the nine will get essentially the number 21 horse.
Epic ride. Yeah.
And here's a caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Doled Up is about to get a horse. Dave is pulling your pill out, Doyle.
The Lucky 13.
Hey, Lucky 13. Saratoga.
That's the trainer. The trainer's got a bunch of publicity here. He's been around forever and has never run a horse in the Derby. I like him, Larry Demeriti, because it says age not available.
Hey, there we go.
That's great, yeah. Well, he is the first black trainer to start a horse in the Derby since 1989.
What about that?
Yeah.
Really, that long? 3 decades?
Yeah, because there are some black trainers, yeah.
Well, Doyle, good luck. Lucky 13.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend, Dole.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
I love that.
The number is
age unavailable.
We're down to six. Be one of those six.
By the way, that his whole stable is he's only had 36 horses ever. His whole stable is his family. Assistant trainer, grooms, everybody, brothers.
Really? Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is?
Wanda Gilkerson.
Wanda Gilkerson. Dave Hall is drawing your number. It's going to be 1, 3, 4, 9, or 18.
How about 9? So she gets 21, is that right?
She gets 21. She gets Epic Ride.
Which has about as much chance as the 9 that's not running.
Oh, Dave. I apologize. See, he coughed. He caused himself to go into a coughing.
Yeah, I had a bad.
Well, you should have after that.
Well, that's the facts are the facts, Dan.
That is a mean-spirited thing to say to Wanda Gilkerson.
I didn't say it to Wanda Gilkerson. I said it to Epic Ride.
Well, but you were. But that's her horse.
Okay. Well, she got a shot at that last place thing.
Wanda.
No, he's going to win.
Okay. There you go. Hey,
this is if you need to make a bet, I'll book it.
Hey, listen. If you win. We will we'll get you on next Friday, and you can just
we'll go back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll rub it in deep too.
I'm willing.
Thank you, Wanda.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Good luck. You'll need it.
Oh, that's terrible, Dave. That is terrible. I mean, now you're getting into
I know a little bit about horse racing, Dan. That horse has no chance.
That
okay.
That was mean spirited, though. I mean, you know, don't ever take away people. Every horse. You know, every horse in the race has hope.
Yeah.
Mind that bird.
Yeah, before they open the gate. Yeah, I told you, mind that bird and strike. What was that one? Rich Strike? Rich Strike.
Strike
yeah,
and
they,
Rich.
They, I mean, Lightning Strike's in the bottle because they never won another race. And they did everything in the world. Now, Rich Strike did run well a time or two. But, I mean, they moved him from the trainer that nobody knew, Eric Reed. He went to, I think, Todd Pletcher. Maybe Bill Mott, one of the big boys, and just gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
This is?
Joey Bird.
Joey Bird. Joey, you're about to get a horse. Dave is spinning the wheel. There aren't a lot of pills left, but anybody can win.
Okay. Can you pick me out a good one, Dan?
Well, ain't up to Dan. I got you the 18, brother. That would be Stronghold, who I think... he ran second, or he ran the first in the Santa Anita Derby, and he beat a Baffert horse that was even money. And, of course, if you followed, as we referred to earlier, Baffert is blacklisted by Churchill, probably for good reason. I don't know the details about all that, but I think that horse has a chance. They've basically just discounted the entire California crop because Baffert's not involved. The handicappers have. He's 20-1 in the morning line. I believe he can outrun those odds.
Phil D'Amato is a fascinating story because he's an attorney who gave up his law practice to train horses.
Yeah, he's a common name in California. Phil D'Amato wins a lot of races.
Yeah. Hey, Joey, good luck to you.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's one I've got kind of a outsider's chance on. More so than Epic Ride.
And Resilience has won the Kentucky Derby. I can kind of hear that.
Yeah. Well, we're talking. That was Stronghold.
Oh, that was Stronghold.
Yeah. Somebody else had Resilience before that.
Oh, yeah. Resilience.
Stay with the program here, Dan.
Wait a second. Make sure I'm. I definitely don't want to mess up.
No, I don't want you to.
That was the number 9 horse.
No, number 9 horse was Epic Ride.
Well, what did Joy just get?
He got the 18.
And the 18 horse is Stronghold. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right. I'm
so
sure
you can't
right.
hear. You can't hear Stronghold. You can't hear him say, and up on the outside, Stronghold.
Well, see, that's what I got. I'll say, Betty, you sit here and listen to me, and I'm going to announce the winning horses and the one that sounds the best to you.
Coming down. Yeah, that's who you're going to bet on.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, I've got them all right. You know, I think it was last year.
I would vote for Forever Young.
We have a call
to sound the best coming down the stretch.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. You are?
Lisa Tobey. Lisa Hedges. No, I'm sorry.
Lisa Hedges. Okay. And Lisa, we're getting the number drawn.
Number six.
All number right. six.
Steve Schaefer's horse, who was on here handicapping yesterday.
Just Steel.
I think the horse has a good shot. I don't know that he can get the distance. Which Steve didn't mention, but his pedigree does not suggest a distance running horse. Yeah. It's Dwayne Lucas. And if you're the Lord knows he knows how to train. What is he, 88 now? 88 years old. Lucas is famous for just running the heck out of him. And that horse has more starts than any other horse in the Derby. We used to laugh and say, rather than take a van, he'll just ride his horse up from Louisville to Baltimore.
Oh, hey, Lisa, good luck to you. Actually, on my sheet that Steve gave me, his buyer rating, he has it at 112.
Well, there's a track variant.
I'm not just saying, but we're all of them have track variants.
Yeah, but so, it depends. Yeah.
So that 112 can mean a lot of different
things. And another
things.
Thing, unless it's been Smarty Jones or Justify, the Arkansas Derby has not been, unless it's a Baffert horse in the last few years, the Arkansas Derby has not been an indicator for a winner in the Kentucky Derby either. Florida Derby's been the precursor for a while.
Hey, Lisa, do not be concerned at all, because Dave, everybody that calls and gets a horse, he tries to convince them they can't win, just so you'll feel better if you win tomorrow, okay?
No, I don't. I just try to convince the ones that can't win that they
Thank you.
Can't
win.
I'm going to win.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got three more, folks.
Three more, and then Dave will give us his pick before he leaves.
I already gave you, giving you my pick.
Well, but I'm going to let him.
I'll give you a. I'll
like
give
a
you
1-2-3. And we'll do that with Christopher Cross playing in the background.
If we do that, we're not going to get my pick.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Violet George.
Hey, Violet. How are you doing? How's Booker?
Yeah, how's Booker doing, Violet?
He's doing a little bit better, but he's still under doctor's care.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give him our best.
Yeah, him Dave Hall said hello. Yeah.
I sure will.
No Booker when I was a little boy. So I knew your grandparents, as you know.
Yeah.
Great people. Great people. You got the number four, Violet, Catching Freedom, which some of these wise guy type pick people back here, I noticed, have picked 8-1. So that's the third choice.
Well, okay.
You got Flavian Pratt, who has won a Derby on a 65-1 long shot. And Brad Cox, the trainer, and you got a shot.
Well, that's good.
Won the Louisiana Derby last out.
I need a break.
I hear you,
Violet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, your grandparents were great people.
Oh, they were. And her dad's a great guy.
Oh, they're all. I mean, they're a great family. I remember Booker Sr. and Fanny. I was a little boy. Dad was over here at the bank. Man, they couldn't have treated me any better.
Here we go. We got a call, and good morning.
Good morning.
You are?
Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones. Leslie, Dave is going to pick one of these last three numbers.
Two.
All righty.
Oh, that's right. We only got two left.
What's left?
One and three.
All righty.
Well, you got the one.
I got one.
Yeah, and unless you're the fastest horse in the history of the world, you can't win out.
Golly, Dave.
Well, you know what? I like a long shot, so I'm going to take it.
You got one.
All right.
And that'd be more money because you do get a $2 pair.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, there have been trainers scratch because
that's right.
They drew the one hole. Several years ago, Baffert had the best horse who won the Preakness, and his name escapes me. And he was the best horse in the Derby. He finished fourth. And he was a speed horse, and he didn't get out on top. You got to circle the whole. You got to come off that rail, all the way around however many horses. You got Secretariat might win out of the one. Everybody else is running for second.
Leslie, good luck to you, dear.
Yeah, good luck.
Just got in on the phone call.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
I'm not big on false hope, Dan.
Talk about you're a guy, so I can't call you a Debbie Downer. You're a David Downer is what you are.
I don't care.
You don't care, do you?
That's a fact. I mean, I'm just telling you facts. Well, if you put the track out there,
you're making it sound like it's a fact that that horse can't win.
It can't win. You're looking down the track at the one hole. The rail is right here, and the two hole is right here.
I understand.
Well, I don't think you do if you think that horse can win.
Yes, I do, but any horse can win.
Okay.
I watched that. Just go back and watch the replay of Mind That Bird, and you'll believe any horse can win the Derby.
Yeah, and it's not, and there is one thing in that factor. This is not one of the stronger. There's no Secretariat in here. There's no Justify in here. There's no Spectacular Bid. So, I'll give you a little bit, but the one is not winning.
Here we go. We got one more horse. Somebody call it 498-1150. See, now you got
horse.
People are just so discouraged, nobody wants to call. No, here we go. We got a caller.
That didn't seem to stop them.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave.
Oh. And this is it. Tell everybody who it is, Rick.
Rick Maddox.
Rick Maddox, and Rick, you are getting
Mystic Dan.
I tell you what, I think that's the winner.
I think
horse
got a shot. And the last weather forecast I heard, there was some chance of
rain,
moisture, and that moves that horse way up. I love the jockey, Brian Hernandez, and the trainer.
So yeah, Rick, it's good to hear. Everything good with you?
Everything's great, Dan.
Yeah. What, are you doing anything special for the Derby?
We might watch it.
That's a classic. Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, again, you get a $2 pair of mutual ticket, whatever. The horse, 1, 2, and 3, the first three places, you get the pair of mutual winnings as if you had a win, place, or show ticket on.
So you
that
pay
horse.
Across the board.
Huh?
You pay across the board.
What do you mean pay across the
you
board?
You pay across the board. Win, place, show.
Yeah.
So you get them all. Okay.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you get a beautiful gold rose from the castle. It's a $79 value. You get some delicious candy from Ruth Hunt and the winner of Woodford Reserve, but it's all delicious. Boy, I was out there yesterday. The smell in that place. If you could slip in the back room and just take a big inhale, oh, wow. Then you get gift card from Save-A-Lot to get some delicious products there. You get from Kroger, you get Derby glass. You get Derby pies going to everybody. And again, it's just a real fun time for everybody that wins.
If the one wins, I'll listen to every recorded song by Christopher Cross.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go down and, drug the other 19 horses.
You better, because that's the only way you'll win.
Oh, gosh. You're just doing terrible, David. Again, real quick, Dave's about to leave. Leslie Jones has Dornock. Marie Darrell has Sierra Leone. Rick Maddox, Mystic Dan, Violet George, Catching Freedom, Ryan McCoy, Catalytic, Lisa Hedges, Just Steel, Wanda Atkins, Honor Marie, Claudia Darby, Just a Touch, Amanda Davis has T.O. Password, Jan Carser, Forever Young, Barbara Rowland, Track Phantom, Doyle Duff, West Saratoga, Mike Downs is on Endlessly, Doyle King, Domestic Product, Joe Lucas, Grand Mo the First, Greg Tipton, Fierceness, Joey Bird, Stronghold, Wanda Atkins, Resilience, Dorothy Bird, Society Man, and Wanda Gilkerson, Epic Ride. And those are your, that's your Derby deal for this season, and best of luck to all of you. And again, thanks to
Thanks for playing.
Hey.